Welcome into this carrier update, Donnie. We're going to look at your lanes of the day. And Juliet, when we were looking at those change maps, kind of stuck out like a sore thumb, right?
In both.
Yeah. Rejection rates higher. They're already high. Head haul, relatively strong. Overbook market.
It was at 24.99. Yeah. I'd like to see 25 and above. We're there.
We're right at it.
But look at these week over week changes. Up 1.1%. Now, we got a couple of downs, 0.3 and 0.4, but up 4.4%, up 1.6, up 2.3, up 4%. Mm-hmm. The other issue I see right off the bat, I beg and plead for looking for finding lanes around 350 plus per mile. Mm-hmm. It's been difficult to do this year, Tony.
Darn near impossible.
338, 349, 268, 316, 255. And then, of course, the long hauls, 211 and 176, mm-hmm. the 2,000 mile pluses. So, well, it's Chicago, or basically Chicago, Joliet, the warehousing district of Chicago. Well, Chicago, we've talked about being one of the strongest markets of this year, 2023. It's still holding true. It's still holding up. I mean, we're talking a 728-mile run to Joliet, to Allentown, PA, 338. Of course, we know going in the Northeast pays a little better, but run down to Atlanta, 349. This one's down, but it's still at 350 a mile.
Yeah.
Of course, you compare that to the contract.
They're close.
It's within, you know, 18 cents here or something. If you look at Kansas City, 268, well, contract is roughly, 320. So here we're getting up to some gaps that might be in that 50-cent range, but it's not like some of the others where we see the dollar gaps.
Here you go. Here's one to pay attention to.
Well, Memphis is down, but it's 316 versus 310. So it's above. Exactly. It's paying better. And the miles is 511 miles. So this is a good one-day run that you can get paid 316.
Yeah. I know we talked about it a little earlier, but do you think maybe seeing that down is the, hey, I kind of want to stay in this and I'm willing to, I know at 511 miles, probably making it a day, I could probably make it a couple times this week as opposed to having to go to an LA and then come back out of LA where it kind of gives you the opportunity to make some and you're willing to push that down a little this week, knowing that if you can operate this maybe a couple times this week versus...
Yeah, you have to run your lanes and see what you can pay and see what your cost is because, yes, over 2,000 miles, your costs are pushed down because you're not stopping and taking an hour to find the place, 2 hours to get unload, hour to the next place, 2 hours to get reloaded, which could be 5 or 6 hours
of your
out of your driving time each time you have to do this every other day.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it could pay off. But let's check out these reverse lanes. Let's find this Memphis going back. So you're at 201. We were, 311?
Yeah.
So we're at basically 512. So 256 or whatever to make this round trip.
Yeah.
So now we're back at that 250 average, but you're averaging 250 back and forth. So this could work for a reefer. If you want to go to Dallas, coming back out of Dallas.
$2 a mile.
$2 a mile. That hurts. That hurts so bad because that's got to be hurting that Texas, those drivers in Texas, it really does.
Yeah.
Especially trying to run between Dallas and Houston.
Yeah, you can see the softness coming out of
the Southeast
right?
It paid very well. Go back and see what we're paying going into Atlanta.
349.
So we're
the highest of the lanes that you have pulled up here.
All right, then go back. So we're at 349.
And $1.88. So what, $1.90 and 350? You're talking, $270? I can't do math off the top of my head.
This one could be a little bit tougher because the mileage is in that range where...
You're not going to get it in one day.
No, you're not. Not with Atlanta and Chicago and the mountain between us and Nashville. You're not going
to
make it.
Yeah, and you have to go through Nashville and you have to go through Chattanooga. And those can be headaches if you don't find it right.
Chattanooga right now is a very big headache.
So
let's go look at the last one down there. What was the... Go to the next chart.
It was Allentown.
Allentown coming back. It paid pretty well going to Allentown, but here it's only $1.77 coming back. You're averaging a little bit over $2 a mile, and that's hard to do with the Northeast.
Yeah. I think the Memphis one stands out mainly because it's the mileage and the average, right? You mentioned it, 250. If you're in Memphis and you're getting that contract rate, like say you're based in Memphis and getting contract rate, even if you're getting a low end, right, at 380 or something like that,
then
you're able to come back. Like it's a no-brainer. And you can even be, this is where you could be, hey, I just need to get back.
The volume's out of Joliet. You'll probably be able to find those lanes back to Memphis.
fairly
probably harder
easy.
To find the Memphis going to Joliet, yeah. But yes, you could turn a gold mine in these hard times.
Exactly.
Right,
and that's ultimately from a carry perspective, that's what you have to do, is get out of that comfort zone and look for these areas that are underserved that still have freight moving.
And post them up on the market dashboard.
Absolutely. Well, Donnie, thank you so much for the updates this morning. We'll be sure to check in with you again tomorrow. Right now, we'll hand it back over to Kaylee and Anthony.